I've never been to Norway. I've never seen the town of Bergen. I've never walked through Oslo. But through the magic of Netflix, I can take a trip from Bergen to Oslo on the train. In 2009, in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Bergen-Oslo Railway, a film crew filmed the entire train ride by putting a camera on the front of the train. We never see the train itself. We only see where the train is going. We see every station along the way. We experience all the darkness caused by every tunnel the train goes through. And we hear every train whistle. The entire trip takes roughly 7 hours and 14 minutes. And that's exactly how long this show is. For 7 hours and 14 minutes, we listen to the conductors making special announcements. We learn that there's a dining car and a special car for families where we can all watch a movie. Some people in the very front of the train are having a good time because we can hear their laughter and their conversation. Yet overall, the entire experience is very quiet. The Bergen Railway is electric, so what we mostly hear is this gentle, rhythmic, clackety, 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 as this passenger train goes on its 300-mile journey. By watching this 7-hour, 14-minute show, we are invited into an everyday experience that by being filmed and showcased in this way, ends up becoming serene, breathtaking, and even sacred. Now, I've never been to Nazareth. I've never been to Bethlehem. I've never been present when a baby boy is born in a place where animals live and sleep. Yet here we are, celebrating Christmas. As we hear in Luke, shepherds are in the neighborhood of Bethlehem. And after a hard day watching their flocks, they assign some to serve as the night guard, while the rest get some sleep. We don't know what the shepherds expected to happen next. Maybe some tomorrow would leave, heading to their hometowns to be registered like Mary and Joseph. Maybe some expected that tomorrow would be just like every other day. Maybe more had families. Maybe one of them was expecting a child too. We don't know what the shepherds imagined tomorrow would bring. But I think they expected tomorrow to be like today. They were preparing for their normal, everyday experiences. But an angel had something else in mind. This angel, when they come to announce Christ's birth, interrupts the shepherd's story. The shepherds are preparing for an everyday tomorrow, but the angel in an instant changes everything. When the angel shows up, the shepherds, rightly, are totally freaked out. Because let's face it, if an angel showed up in the middle of the night and then invited all their friends to fill the entire sky with song, I'd be freaked out too. But the angel comes to tell them something that has happened, to interrupt their today, because with Jesus' birth, their tomorrow changes. The shepherds, after receiving this special vision and mission and message, get excited. In their haste, they decide right away to leave their flocks, maybe letting the angels watch over their sheep. And everyone heads off to Bethlehem to see what was happening. and the sign that God gives them, the sign that God creates for these shepherds to know that God's promise is true, is that they will find a child wrapped in cloths, using a food trough for animals for his first bed. This is the sign of God entering the world. This is the sign that everything changes. At Christmas, Jesus is announced not only by angels, but he's announced in the most ordinary, everyday kind of way possible. He's born, just like we are. When we step back for a moment, we see how being born is something we, all of us gathered here right now, have in common. Each one of us has a birth story that is personal only for us. And each one of us has a story with birth, about birth, or a story about trying to give birth, or wanting to give birth, or not wanting to give birth as well. We all have experiences surrounding birth that are incredibly joyous and also filled with incredible sorrow. And it's through this complicated, complex, emotional, physical, human, and very personal experience that Jesus is made known. One of the miracles of Christmas is God entering the world. But another miracle is God choosing to enter the world in the same way we do. The sign given to the shepherds is more than just a sign like those hanging along the Bergen Railway, showing the names of each train station as we pass. The sign to the shepherds is also a promise that their lives, our lives, that everything about who we are, including our struggles, our sorrows, our joys, and our everyday moments, all of this is now sacred. Jesus is going to live all of the human story. Jesus is going to live our story, even if that story takes him to the cross. Now, one of my favorite moments in the Bergen Railway show happens at about the 1 hour 55 minute mark. The train is stopped in a station and the ground is covered in snow. When the train ride began, there were green trees and spring-like weather. But as the train travels, it goes higher and higher into the mountains, into the places where winter makes itself known. So at this particular station, we're just sitting there, staring straight ahead. And immediately in front of us is a tunnel. So we're also staring into some upcoming darkness. But after a few minutes of just sitting there, on the left side of the screen, a man in a big winter coat and holding a camera walks in. He's looking at the train, and by looking at the shadows of the ground that are barely visible, we know he's not alone. He has friends, or maybe his family, who are standing next to the train posing for a picture. He takes their picture, takes another picture of the train, and then walks off screen. Now, this train runs from Bergen to Oslo every day. It's a very ordinary thing. Yet there is beauty and sacredness even in the everyday. May we hold on to the sacredness of Christmas. May we capture it, frame it, hold on to it, like that man taking a moment to capture the sacredness of the everyday trip from Bergen to Oslo. Because tonight we remember that God entered the world to live a very human life. And Jesus didn't do this only for special people, or for the right kind of people, or for other people. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for everyone. Amen.